Today, it's common for the governor and the General Assembly to live stream speeches and meetings, making it easy for Arkansans to keep up with state politics from the comfort of their couch. But two decades ago, that was not the case. In today's visit to the Ozarks at Large Archives, we travel back to 1999 when politicians, pundits, journalists, and activists wanting to keep up with Arkansas's General Assembly found the task easier than in the past, thanks to the General Assembly's homepage on the World Wide Web. The homepage debuted in 1997, and at the time this story was reported, the website had undergone an extensive upgrade. A small cadre of computer wizards maintained the webpage, and one of them was Richard Bell. He was the Director of Information Services for then-Secretary of State Sharon Priest. Ozarks at Large's Dan Bennett spoke with Bell and filed this story from Little Rock.
Richard Bell is quick with a smile and a joke. From his office in the basement of the Capitol, he keeps the Secretary of State's presence on the Internet up to date.
I'm her chief computer geek, but who knows what I know?
I don't know.
The Director of Information Systems has always been responsible for the computers for the office, as well as I have some other responsibilities with respect to the statewide voter management system. In fact, in the back room here, I have everybody's name and at least address so that we can track not necessarily voting histories, but certainly make sure everyone gets the opportunity to vote, and we know who they are, so to speak.
Bell has been working with computers for 31 years, but this is his first job in state government.
I came from the private sector approximately, about 15 months ago. I was running a business. I was a consultant. You know, consultants are people who are out looking for jobs.
Bell found a job, and he takes pride in being able to keep Arkansans informed of their state government in ways that are unprecedented.
We're giving people unbridled access to information that in the past you just didn't have the opportunity to participate or even know about until after the fact. I think, to me, a good indication was this past spring when the candidates announced, when we had people announcing for public office, and of course they do file their papers with the Secretary of State's office, we maintained a database that allowed people to look at who was running for what position anywhere within the state. It could be a county office, it could have been the U.S. representative, and I wish I had the numbers in front of me. We had an amazing number of hits where people were going out to look at that database, to browse it, to look at various candidates to see who was running in what positions. So that told me that more and more people were paying attention to what's out there. We have all the results from all the counties out on the Internet. We have a voter's handbook on the Internet that's viewable. We even have a voter application that you can download, and if you want to fill out by hand, you can, or if you want to take advantage of the facility and literally type your name and print it on your printer at home and mail it off to us, you can certainly do that.
You can't register by email, though, can you?
Not yet. No, unfortunately, Arkansas does not permit mail-in registration, or at least email registration. We're looking for a signature. But I'm going to kind of tip my hat a little bit on that. We're working on some stuff that will allow us to accept digital signatures, but we have to get that through the legislature, and that has some other business implications. But I will say that not only am I looking in the future about making information accessible, making it easy to obtain, and not requiring a whole lot of knowledge, but certainly Sharon wants to be out in the forefront on making the public's information very, very accessible, and at the same time, moving ahead as a technology leader within the state.
The digital age may have implications for Arkansas's Freedom of Information Act. Bell thinks some revisions are needed to allow for remote access to public files.
Obviously, we do get requests for voter names and addresses, and they come in via paper. And in turn, they are FOI requests for information that belongs to the public, and we in turn do provide that information. But there's probably going to be some changes where people may very well, and I'm not saying this is happening, but once again, I'm saying that perhaps there will be the potential for an electronic FOI to be filed, where in turn...
Currently there's not, though.
No, currently there isn't. The state, we require a signature on a piece of paper today. Now, in 6 months, that may very well be different. Well, that's really up to the legislature and some other folks who are doing some planning up there, not me.
Now that the legislature is back in session, Bell and the other information system managers find themselves very busy updating the bills and agendas on the website.
For me, it's a challenge because I've never been through a legislative session. I've certainly read the paper and said, boy, those folks ought to be pretty busy. And I find that even in the Secretary of State's office, I'm out updating computer hardware and software, trying to get prepared for the demands of the office. It's kind of exciting on one hand. It's kind of frustrating on the other hand, because I would like to do some other real neat sorts of things so that I could at least give the public the opportunity to view what's going on, let's say via internet video and audio, perhaps watch a swearing in live. And I won't be able to do it quite yet, but maybe in 2 years that might be a little bit different. We'll have that capability up and running, and certainly people can watch it. But as far as being busy, yeah, boy, I think as a fella said the other day, I'm busier than a one-toothed man trying to eat a cob of corn.
To visit the General Assembly website, just tap in the keywords Arkansas General Assembly in the search box of your favorite search engine. Drop an email to Richard Bell while you're there. He loves visitors. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Dan Bennett.